Hello everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. We're so glad to see you today. Today's topic is weather.
And the title of our lesson is Big Storms. Big Storms. Now Marie, were you ever outside during a big storm?
I was. The wind was blowing and the rain was coming down. But I had to go to work. Everyone was late that day.
Storms can be kind of scary. Well, before we learn more about this topic today, let's read it together. Here's Marie.
Ben is preparing the weather report. A big storm is coming. It will bring heavy rain. There may be thunder and lightning too. Taylor tells Susie about the storm. She wants to prepare. They should have flashlights ready in case the power goes out. They should also fill their cars with gas.
Preparing for a storm is always a smart thing to do. There have been times when the lights go out and my house has no electricity.
Oh no! What did you do? What did you drink? What did you eat?
Well, I ate lots of sandwiches because you don't need anything for that, just bread and some other things. I lit some candles in the home to give me some light, and I made sure to have lots of bottles of water.
Oh, those are great ideas. All right, friends, before we learn more about today's topic, let's go to Jack. We need to go over our keywords for today.
Hi, 我们今天的主题是暴风雨. Ben 正在为气象报告做准备. He is preparing the weather report. 名词气象天气就是 weather. Ben 说一场大风雨就要来了. A big storm is coming. 名词暴风雨就是 storm. 通常这样的 storm 会带来大量的雨水. It will bring heavy rain. 形容词 heavy 就是大量的、强烈的意思. Susie 想要知道会不会有闪电和打雷. Will there be thunder and lightning? Thunder 是打雷, lightning 是闪电. 这两个都是不可数名词. 既然天气要变了, Susie 说要赶快准备手电筒, 万一停电的时候就可以用, 手电筒就是 flashlight. We should prepare flashlights. 除了手电筒, Susie 还想到应该要把车子加满油, 要不然如果加油站也停电的话, 就不能加油了. Let's fill our cars with gas. 动词 fill 就是使充满, 装满.
Hey, Taylor, do you like storms?
Some storms are scary, but some are kind of fun. I like to watch the rain and the wind.
Well, a big storm is coming. It'll be here tomorrow. We'll get heavy rain.
How much?
As much as 10 inches in 12 hours.
That's a lot of rain.
You'll need a good umbrella.
Ben and Taylor are talking about storms. Ben wants to know if Taylor likes storms.
Well, I don't like storms. They can be very scary. It can be really loud, too. There's a lot of rain and the wind is really strong.
Yeah, the weather can get really bad. We learned that Taylor thinks storms are scary, too. But she also thinks that they can be fun. She likes to watch the rain and the wind.
Taylor thinks storms are fun? Well, Taylor, a big storm is coming.
A big storm is coming? Marie, you just used today's
calendar phrase!
A big storm is coming.
A big storm is coming.
一场暴风雨要来了。
A big storm is coming. We'll get strong winds. A big storm is coming. We'll get thunder and lightning. A big storm is coming. We'll have heavy rain. Oh no! The big storm is here!
A big storm is coming.
A big storm is coming.
一场暴风雨要来了。
I hope you guys enjoyed that calendar phrase. So, a big storm is coming where our friends are at. It will be there tomorrow.
Well, we all need to be careful during a storm. Ben says we will get some heavy rain.
Heavy rain? Oh no! So, it's going to rain a lot.Now, when you use this word heavy, we are talking about a lot of something.
That's right. Yesterday, we had heavy traffic. That means there was just a lot of cars on the road.
That's right. You can also say, yesterday, our city got heavy snow. All right. In our conversation, we learned that it will rain as much as 10 inches in 12 hours. Wow!Taylor and Ben, don't forget to bring your umbrellas.
Oh, so they will get 10 inches of rain in 12 hours. Let's practice saying another sentence like this. I ate 3 slices of pizza in 20 minutes.
Hey, I can do that. Okay, here's another sentence. We drank the whole bottle of soda in 1 day.Can you come up with a sentence like this on your own? Give it a try.
So, Marie, if there is a storm coming, please let me know. I don't check the weather often, and I should be prepared.
Of course I will let you know, Peter. Well, I hope Ben and Taylor are prepared for this big storm. Friends, let's continue to learn more. Here's Conversation B.
What will the weather be like tomorrow, Taylor?
Didn't you hear about the big storm, Susie?
No. What big storm? It's a little cloudy outside, but that's all.
There is a big storm coming. Ben told me about it. He's preparing the weather report.
Will there be thunder and lightning?
I don't know.
In our first conversation, Ben told Taylor there was a big storm coming, and Taylor just told Susie about it.
Yeah, Susie didn't know there was going to be a big storm. She asked Taylor, "What will the weather be like tomorrow?" This is a great question to ask. Let's go to Rebecca to learn more about it.
Hey, friends! If you want to ask someone about the weather...You can use this grammar point. What will noun be like day? For example, what will the temperature be like this afternoon? Or what will the sky be like tomorrow morning? You can do this. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Okay, friends, let's practice using today's grammar point together.What will the day be like tomorrow? What will the new teacher be like this time?
So Susie tells Taylor, it's a little cloudy outside, but that's all. Hey, let's go to Jack to learn more about this.
Susie 说，外面是有一点云，不过仅此而已。It's a little cloudy outside, but that's all.我们来学学 that's all 的用法。That's all 直接翻译就是那就是所有的。换句话说它表示就这样了仅此而已没有别的了。在什么情况下可以用这句话呢首先当你点餐点完了就可以说 that's all, 表示就这些没别的了。或者你的朋友以为你生病了很紧张你对他说 I'm just tired, that's all. 我只是累了，没事。另外，它也可以用来强调某件事。She just doesn't want to stay home, that's all. 她就是不想待在家里，就这样。这些都是 that's all 的用法。
Thank you, Jack. Where Susie and Taylor are, it's a little cloudy outside, but that's all.
But that will soon change. We learn that Ben is preparing the weather report. Let's talk about this word weather. Can you help us out, Marie?
Sure. Well, in the summer, the weather is hot and sunny. In the fall, the weather is really nice. It's cool in the fall.
That's right. And in the winter, the weather is cold and maybe snowy. What is the weather like right now where you live? Talk about it with a friend.
Susie wants to know if there will be lightning. I'm sure there will be because you see lightning often during a storm, especially if it's a big storm.
Lightning can be pretty scary. During a storm,Have you ever seen flashes of light in the sky? Well, that is lightning.
Yeah, and if lightning gets too close to the ground, that can be very dangerous. Be careful, friends.
Well, I think Taylor and Susie need to prepare some things. We'll learn more about that after the break. Isn't that right, Marie?
Yeah, preparing is a smart thing to do.All right, friends, we'll learn more, but first we need to take a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
So, friends, when a big storm comes, what do you like to do?
Well, during a storm, I don't like to go outside because it's dangerous. So, I like to stay inside and watch TV and play games with my family and friends.
Hey, that's great. And if there is light, I like to read. But once the lights go out, there's not much I can do.
That's right.
Well, friends, let's find out what happens next in Conversation C.
We should prepare.
Prepare?
Yes. We should have flashlights in case the power goes out.
That's a good idea.
And we should fill our cars with gas.
I didn't think about that.
Most people don't. But if the gas stations lose power, you can't buy gas.
If you don't have gas, you can't drive your car.
Susie and Taylor will prepare for the big storm. They need flashlights just in case the power goes out.
Yes, they do. And look what I have right here. This is my flashlight. You use a flashlight to find things in the dark. I don't use it often, but I do use it sometimes when I go walking at night.
Yeah, flashlights have batteries in them. So when the power goes out, you can still use them.When you go camping, you might use a flashlight.
That's right. Flashlights are very convenient. Taylor thinks it's a good idea if they prepare flashlights. Another thing they should do is fill their cars with gas.
Hey, that's a great idea. Let's talk more about this word, fill. Every day I fill my cup with coffee or tea. You can fill your bowl with food, too.
Yeah, I like to take baths, so I fill my bathtub with water. Susie and Taylor should fill their cars with gas, just in case the gas stations lose power during a storm.
Well, Marie, you just used a really great phrase. You said, just in case. And earlier, Susie used that phrase too, when she was talking about flashlights.Well, just in case you want to learn more, let's go to Jack.
Susie 说应该要准备好手电筒以防万一停电。We should have flashlights in case the power goes out. 句子里的 in case 就是万一的意思，它在这个句子里担任连接词的角色。我们来看看它的用法。 Bring some cash in case they don't take credit cards， 带一些现金以防万一他们不收信用卡。 I'll prepare a lot of food in case they are very hungry， 我会准备多一点食物以防万一他们很饿。这个 in case 其实也可以放在句首哦，比如说 In case the power goes out we should have flashlights。
Thank you Jack. Let's practice making some sentences. You should bring a snack just in case you get hungry on the bus. In case of a fire you should always pack an emergency bag.
My dad always told me, bring a bottle of water in case you get thirsty. So, in our conversation, we see the word gas. What is gas, Marie?
Well, gas makes your car move. Like Taylor said, if you don't have gas, you can't drive your car. So, gas is really important.
Yes, it is. And you can buy gas where? Well, at a gas station. You know, Marie...I think all our friends know about the big storm that is coming.
Yes, they do. And I'm glad so they can prepare. All right, well, right now, we need to prepare too. Let's review our keywords together.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Weather. Weather. I like warm weather.
Storm.Storm. It rained a lot during the storm.
Heavy. Heavy. You need an umbrella in this heavy rain.
Lightning. Lightning. Did you see the lightning in the sky?
Flashlight.Flashlight. We need a flashlight in the dark.
Fill. Fill. Fill the dog's bowl with water. Okay, friends, those are our keywords for today. Don't forget to practice. Right now, let's review our conversations one more time.
Hey, Taylor.Do you like storms?
Some storms are scary, but some are kind of fun. I like to watch the rain and the wind.
Well, a big storm is coming. It'll be here tomorrow. We'll get heavy rain.
How much?
As much as 10 inches in 12 hours.
That's a lot of rain.
You'll need a good umbrella.
What will the weather be like tomorrow, Taylor?
Didn't you hear about the big storm, Susie?
No. What big storm? It's a little cloudy outside, but that's all.
There is a big storm coming. Ben told me about it.He's preparing the weather report.
Will there be thunder and lightning?
I don't know.
We should prepare.
Prepare?
Yes. We should have flashlights in case the power goes out.
That's a good idea.
And we should fill our cars with gas.
I didn't think about that.
Most people don't. But if the gas stations lose power...You can't buy gas.
If you don't have gas, you can't drive your car.
Ladies and gentlemen, a big storm is coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ginger, who are you talking to?
I'm talking to the TV viewers. Ladies and gentlemen, a big storm is coming.
Ginger, I don't understand.
Let me explain. This is the weather report, and a big storm is coming.
Oh, so you're the weatherman.
No, I'm the weather monkey. And there will be a lot of rain. There will be flooding on some roads.
Ginger, you're not the weather monkey.
Yes, I am. Be careful out there. A big storm is coming.
Ginger, you're not the weather monkey.
Yes, I am.
And a big storm is isn't.
Coming.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. Ooh, I think it is.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about weather. And here to answer my question is Ms. April Showers.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, April. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rob.
April, you are a weather reporter, right?
That's right, Rob.
Then you're the perfect person to answer today's question. Our question today comes from Isaiah Zhang of Redding, California. Isaiah writes, I often hear a weather reporter use the phrase a high of 40 degrees or a low of negative 25. What are they talking about?
Great question, Isaiah. When a weather reporter talks about a high of something or a low of something, they are talking about temperature.
Temperature. So what does a high of 40 degrees mean?
That means that the highest temperature today will likely be 40 degrees.
I see. And a low of negative 25?
A low of negative 25 means the lowest temperature today will be negative 25 degrees.
I see. How does this information help us?
This information can help you know how to plan for the weather. If you know the highest and lowest temperature of the day, then you know what clothes to wear and prepare when you leave the house.
I see. Well, thanks for your advice, April. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. You know, Marie, when I was little, me and my brother, we really loved these storms. We would take all the umbrellas and go outside and make like a little fort and sit in the rain. But we wouldn't get wet with all those umbrellas.
Yeah, even if the weather is rainy and windy, you can still have fun. And today we had a lot of fun, I hope. Okay, friends, we'll see you next time right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.